This is how organ donation takes place after circulatory arrest. There are two situations in which organ donation is possible. This film shows you how an organ is donated after circulatory arrest. An organ donation is a rare event. It can only take place if someone dies in an intensive care unit. For example, let's suppose you've suffered a heart attack and have had to be resuscitated. You are now unconscious in the intensive care unit. The doctors are doing everything possible to save your life. It turns out that your brain is so badly damaged, however, that any further treatment would be futile. Taking into account your wishes, the doctor and your relatives decide that life support should be switched off. Before life support is switched off, the doctor will talk to your relatives about the possibility of donating organs and tissues. Your relatives will be asked whether you have recorded a wish to be an organ donor. On an organ donor card, for instance, or whether you have told your relatives that you wish to be a donor. If your wishes are not known, your relatives will have to decide for you. No organs will be removed without consent. If consent has been given, however, the next steps will be planned. An organ donation specialist will tell your relatives that tests need to be done to see which organs can be transplanted. This will take some time. It also has to be determined which of the people on the waiting list will receive the organs. A decision is taken with your relatives about when to switch off life support. Until then, the treatment that has been started will continue. The aim now is no longer to heal the organs, but to prevent damage to them. At the agreed time, life support will be switched off. Great importance is attached to pain relief during the dying phase that follows. When life support is ended, the heartbeat slows down until circulation stops completely. Your relatives can stay with you until then. Circulation generally stops very quickly. If it takes longer than 2 hours, however, donation is no longer possible. Once circulation has stopped, an ultrasound examination of the heart has to be carried out to confirm this. Without any circulation, the brain is no longer supplied with blood, and death occurs. Death must be determined 5 minutes after the last heartbeat. Under the dual control principle, two doctors must independently confirm that brain functions have ceased. Once death has occurred, specialized medical teams operate to remove the organs. The wounds are then carefully closed and covered with a bandage. Your loved ones will now be able to take their time in saying goodbye again and organize the funeral in accordance with your wishes. Later, if they wish, your relatives will be told which organs have been successfully transplanted and how the recipients are doing. They are not, however, told who has received the organs. Do you have any questions? Livingisharing.ch. Write down your organ donation intentions and inform your loved ones about them.